Welcome to Your Kind Voice, a podcast focused on the poetry of messy self-inquiry and letting go. I'm Sondra Turnbull. I'm a holistic therapist and the director of Goddess Kindled Universe. Thanks for allowing me to be the kind voice in your ear today. Hey everyone, this week I'm breathing into myself, and that sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's a tricky time of year, Yule, the time between winter solstice and heading into the new year, when I sit with my notions of what it means to be home. What is home for me now? And I contemplate the answers. And this article seems to fit nicely into that contemplation. So let's get to it, lovely ones. Ah, that moment of knowing you are more than the sum of your messes. You are the breath and a breather. You've had this experience more than once. The breath that breathes itself into your surprised O-shaped mouth. The catch of thought as your mental movie pauses and you see with awareness widened eyes all the details for the first time. Aha moments. I've made that expression a couple of times over the last 2 weeks. That's what happens when I surround myself with people who are fascinated by their own truth. Philosophers and explorers who savour each step of the journey to discovering what lays beneath the obvious. I'm surprised at how I suddenly sink when I stomp through the surface shell of life. The exposed goo can't support me the way I'm used to being supported. That's because my definition of support is screwed up. Yours is too. That hard surface you think is supporting you is shielding you. It's separating you. That's a whole statement. It's separating you. You have been apart from yourself for so long. You don't understand that sinking into the mess beneath the pretty parts of life is where the nourishment and support really is. Yes, I'm speaking to myself here. You is me. The softness folds itself around you. It caresses you, but you fight it because it feels like drowning. You forget that here, you don't need to breathe. Here, you are the breath. It's okay that you struggle against the softness down there. It's okay that you fight it, thrash about, kick and scream until your throat is clogged and your nostrils are plugged. Just like magic, you will find yourself back on the surface again. You won't even check for cracks beneath your feet. But that is so okay, sweetheart. That's trust. Even though you haven't named it, don't see clearly enough to consider it might have a name, you've been baptized. Life will show itself in slightly different ways. You will notice a deeper layer of what is going on around you in the real world. The ground beneath your certain feet will bounce just a little, just enough to trigger your subconscious and stir memories of drowning. You'll panic. Don't panic because you panic, lovely. That's part of it too. Breathe. Just breathe. Thank you. Oh wow, that was a really beautiful one. I'd forgotten how gorgeous that little piece was. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed reading it to you, darlings. So come and visit me at yourkindvoice.goddesskindle.com, and that's where you'll find out more about my holistic therapies practice. And there's a contact page there and ways of connecting with me on Facebook and Instagram and what have you. You can always email yourkindvoice@gmail.com with any questions or comments. Those emails come straight to me. So it's your personal inside line to me. And I'm really good at listening and really pretty good at helping people too. So you can head over to goddesskindle.com where you can subscribe to my monthly newsletter. Well, it's mostly monthly. And there's lots of other things there about, you know, what I publish and what my company does. And you can get some free guided meditations too. But thanks for being here. I really appreciate you showing up with me every week. This is beautiful. So I'll be here again next week, offering my kind voice for your ears. Bye, darlings.